there. I'm not sure how much you're aware of, but you're on your way to the afterlife right now. I'm supposed to be guiding you there, but I'm gonna take you somewhere else first. To me. I need to see you before you start your new life. I can offer you something I think you'd like. In a moment, you'll wake up and stand before me in my home. I understand it will be a bit of a shock, but don't panic. Oh, and don't be scared when you see me. Welcome. I told you not to panic. Are you really backing away from me? Look, I'm doing this because I want to help you. Just because I have horns and a tail doesn't mean I'm going to do something bad to you. No, I know I'm not an angel. I'm a succubus. Is that not good enough for you? What? No, I'm not going to take you to hell. Hell doesn't even exist. Only heaven. I'm honestly quite pissed about it being called heaven. It makes you humans believe that only angels exist there, and that they're good guys, and that I'm somehow the bad person for being a succubus. I'm getting tired of explaining this, but succubi aren't evil. I mean, yeah, there are some evil succubi, but there are evil angels, too. No, we're not erotic monsters. Well, I mean, erotic for sure, that part is true, but we're not monsters. We do the same job as angels. We watch over you since you're born, we see the choices you make and how you'd lead your life. In the end, we decide whether or not you should be allowed into heaven. Succubi just have a different approach to it. Angels focus on your kindness. How hard you try to please others and blah blah blah. Succubi do take that into account as well, but we also see something else. Your lust and frustration, specifically. No, not how horny you are. You humans can be so stupid sometimes. God, how do I explain this? If you don't get love, you'll eventually build up an immunity to it, and no. If you're really sad all the time, it'll show in your sexual frustration and that, damn it. Let's just put it like this. If you're a good person, and you get nothing out of it, your sexual lust and deprivation of love will grow if you can't find a release for it. It'll eventually become too much for you to handle, and it'll affect your well-being. The kinder you are, the more frustration builds up unless you get a release. The release would usually come in appreciation and love. Does that make sense? No. Okay, screw it. What I'm trying to say is that succubi can tell how good and kind you are in your sexual frustration. And your frustration is very high. The highest I've ever seen. You've been deprived of love your entire life, and it's showing. I can see that. Anyone could. So yeah, that's how I'll help you. I will teach you how to let go of your frustration. How? Isn't it obvious? You already called me an erotic monster. Doesn't the way I'm dressed give you any hints? I may be a succubus, but I don't always walk around with revealing lingerie like this. The dress barely reaches below my thighs. And if I turn around, you can even see the bottom of my ass. Look, don't you want it? Don't you want to put your cock inside this perfect body? Why are you backing away again? I'm not going to force you, believe me. If I wanted to force you, I already would have. Brought you here to help you, remember? If you don't want this, then I'll send you on your way. I wouldn't want to help an ungrateful idiot anyways. Okay, I'll tell you why. I want to help you because I like you. You're a cool dude, and you deserve better than what you've had. Despite what you think, you're fucking hot. Listen, here's the thing. You're gonna have to make a decision tonight whether or not you want to stay with me or if you want to start a new life in heaven. It's a big decision, I know. You don't even know me, but I know you. I will show you all the things you never knew you wanted. And God knows I will keep you sexually satisfied. But let me show you before you make the decision. Here, sit on the bed. I'm gonna teach you how to make a girl feel good. You have a lot of potential, and I will bring it out of you. I want you to own me. You will have to claim me. One thing you should probably know about us succubi and humans are that we have a different type of allure to each other. Once we start, we're gonna get more and more lustful. And it starts with my tongue in your mouth. How'd you like that? It's the first of many firsts you'll experience tonight. Are you an idiot? I've followed you around your entire life, remember? I know you're a virgin. And that's fine. In fact, I prefer virgins. I see you're starting to feel the effect already. Your cock is about to burst through your pants. You want me to take it out? Tell me. Don't ask. Order me. Good. There it is. It looks even better than I remembered. Now then, what should I do with it? Oh, you're getting some force in your voice. Yes, sir. I will suck you off. It's been so long since I've tasted anything this sweet. Yes. Cocks are like candy for us succubi, and yours is very sweet. I can go deeper. I think you're starting to get riled up. I am too. Don't hold back, just let me know what to do. Fuck it, if you don't take command, I will. Grab my fucking horns and shove your cock down my throat. Are you close? Come down my throat. Intense. You're definitely... Wait, are you okay? You're breathing really hard and you look hot. Wait, what are you doing? Oh shit. You're lifting me up. You've ripped my panties off and your cock is still hard? You were more pent up than I thought. Fuck. I can see the lust in your eyes, so take me. Make me yours. Yes, get on top of me and thrust it in. Yes, choke me. Fuck. You're so big, you're going so fast. Yes, you fill me up so fucking perfectly. Yes, yes, I'm your slut, I'm your fuck toy. Anything, do anything you want. Oh, fuck, yes, rip my dress open. Grab my tits. Yes, my nipples, yes, bite my nipples. Oh, I love it. I love the pain. Mark me, fucking boot me. Wait, no. Why'd you pull out? You're turning me around? Oh, fuck yes. Press my stomach onto the bed. Oh, fuck. Oh, you hit me so much deeper in this position. Oh, a tight cunt can barely take all of you. You sound like an animal. And your voice, it's turning me on so fucking much. Yes, spank me more, more. Slurp my fucking ass. Fuck. No, not my tail. It's too sensitive. It feels so good, though. You're close. I am, too. I haven't orgasmed from sex in ages. You're so fucking good. Come, push me into the bed and come inside of me. Yes, yes, yes. Do it. That was amazing. You are fucking amazing. I can feel your cum inside of me. Hey, how are you feeling? Lie down. You did great. I'm so proud of you. I have the proof all over me of your hard work. No, don't apologize. I loved it. I'm really sorry about this, but you will have to make the choice whether or not to wake up with me. You'll have to do it in your sleep, but don't worry. It's not possible to miss it. You'll either get to wake up next to me tomorrow, or you'll start over in another place in heaven. If you decide to stay with me, I promise I'll be good to you. I am a succubus, but I'm a person too. And I want to feel loved, and I want to love. You may think it's shallow, but for succubi, sex like this doesn't come often. We're compatible in a way that only two soulmates can be. I won't blame you if you decide to go and start over, but I am here for you. And I will be when you choose to wake up with me. Now, get some rest. You deserve it. Sleep tight. Good morning, hot stuff. I am not wagging my tail. Shut up! I'm just happy you chose to stay.